Ultimate Small Shop. This is an audiobook version of Ultimate Small Shop. Introduction. Do you want a great workshop, but are on a tight budget and space? It's easy to find plenty of books that will provide you with guidance on setting up a woodworking shop. It would be fairly easy to set up a fully functioning shop if you have the funds and the space. I was unable to find alternatives regarding space and cost, although anyone can easily go out and equip a shop to their specifications. You can buy top-of-the-line equipment which you can afford, and shop layout would be a breeze if you have the luxury of space. You do have to consider many factors, however, if you do not have the space or funds. How should you set up a functioning shop in your existing home with limited funds? That is the main focus of this book. Chapter 1. How much space do you need? It would be nice if we could all have as much as we want, but, realistically, that's usually not possible. It seems that I could always use more space, even with my personal shop. Half of my shop is dedicated to nothing but woodworking, while the other half I consider movable. The pickup gets to reside outside when I have a major project in progression, such as building new bathroom cabinets. I roll various pieces of power equipment into place. Plus, I add a 4-foot by 8-foot work surface that folds up when not in use. Don't be discouraged if you do not have adequate space. The smallest functioning shop I've seen is 36 square feet. It consists of a workbench that stands 18 inches tall. So, you could set up a shop and start woodworking if you have more space than 36 square feet. I would recommend going for 10 by 18 if you do have more than 36 square feet of space. Why that dimension? Personally, I like to have enough space to be able to cut a 4-foot by 8-foot sheet of plywood or medium-density fiberboard, MDF. I need 8 feet of clearance for the blade on my table saw and 8 feet of clearance behind it. Most big box retailers who carry lumber, such as Home Depot or Lowe's, will do some cutting for you. I've used those services, but I really prefer to buy my sheet goods as full sheets. One thing that makes any shop a little more user-friendly is to have your major equipment movable. This is a requirement if you have your shop in a garage, sharing space with the family vehicles. It's useful, too, in the basement if your basement is crowded. At a minimum, I recommend having a mobile table saw. For such spaces, it would be ideal to have a 4-in-1 type of workstation that maximizes the use of your space. One such example is the build below. Chapter 2. Types of home spaces. In this chapter, I'll discuss the different shop spaces you can set up within your home. This includes the pros and cons of each setup, while pointing out specific factors to take into consideration. You'll learn methods for improving your current shop while effectively creating more space through remodeling efforts. A home workshop has many conveniences. For instance, it saves transportation time if your shop is located across town. You save money because you don't need to buy or rent a place for your workshop. Finding the best location can be challenging, even though you may have enough space in your home. So, I will highlight possible places to locate your shop in case you're considering setting up a home workshop but can't find the best location. Each space comes with its advantages and disadvantages. These two I will explain more in depth. If you already have a workshop, you may want to learn about ways you can gain more floor space. These may be utilized through remodeling or shop reorganization. So, here we go. Setting up a shop inside a house. An in-house workshop may be the only recourse when you don't have enough space outside. Of course, buying or renting some space nearby is an option. On the contrary, setting up a workshop inside your house can come with daunting problems. Basements, porches, walk-in closets, and attics are some of the spaces you need to consider for setting up an in-house workshop. The appropriateness of these spaces often largely depends on the scale of your project and the design of your house. Setting up a shop attached to a house. Converting the garage into a shop. The process of converting your garage into a workshop can range from simple to complex. This depends on such factors as its size, how much tools and machinery you have, and the type of work you'll be doing in there. Now, even if your garage has just one electrical outlet, a few good quality extension cords should sufficiently power small stationary and portable machines and tools. But if you have a bigger complement of machines, some of which have 220-volt motors, then you'll need additional circuits or even a full electrical upgrade. A typical 4-foot fluorescent garage fixture or single bulb hardly gives sufficient lighting for you to do your work safely in the shop. You might therefore want to add another circuit for more lighting fixtures. Adding skylights or new windows should also help to illuminate your workshop. Note that many home garages are often uninsulated. They lack some means of heating. This may be a problem depending on the time of year you'll be working or your local climate. However, to make your workshop more comfortable during the hot summers and cold winters, you can insulate the garage's roof or attic space. Insulation will also assist in reducing moisture problems, which result in rust. Sharing the garage with vehicles. If your garage cum workshop still houses your family car, the layout of workspace and machinery should be compact. Thus, it provides room for you to work and for your vehicle. You can also make your machines and benches mobile, allowing the workshop to be compressed when you're not using it. Better still, if you don't want to continue sharing your workshop space, then consider a remodeling. Many garages are great candidates for floor space expansions. Setting up a shop in an outbuilding. You probably have enough places to locate your workshop if you're living on a ranch or farm. For instance, you could set up your shop on an old chicken coop, a tractor shed, or a corrugated metal structure. Whether old and rustic or new and clean, an outbuilding workshop can offer you a perfect place to run a furniture business, build a small cabinet, or just pursue your woodworking hobby. It's worth noting that old buildings that were previously used as animal houses typically have dirt floors that are not very appropriate for shop floors, since they do not offer a solid ground for your heavy machines and equipment. They also transmit rust-promoting moisture, besides also retaining odors, of which can be irritating and difficult. You may need to run new wiring from a distance away. It may present challenging problems, and your outbuilding might lack proper insulation, depending on your local climate. Nevertheless, an outbuilding workshop may be precisely the kind of shop you've been yearning to have. Barns. A barn may offer you a particularly comfortable and spacious working place. Typically, barns have a lot of unencumbered large and spacious doors to provide easy access. There are large windows for adequate ventilation. They may also have hay lofts, which you can use for storage. The open spaces between the loft bays often have high ceilings that are great for headroom, especially when you want to build big projects or work with significantly large sheet goods. You can choose to add skylights to bring in some more light and further increase spaciousness. Mobile home shops. An older mobile home is usually a self-contained building, typically complete with windows and doors, insulated ceiling and walls, plumbing, electricity, and heat. And as its name suggests, a mobile home can be moved from place to place. Mobile homes can be turned into very practical workshops, but the truth is, the process comes with some challenges. Firstly, a mobile home usually has a narrow space. Unless you find a double-wide one, which is again relatively expensive and a little harder to move, many mobile homes are just about 8 feet wide. This fact implies that you will be doing all your work involving large sheet items outdoors. Again, you'll need to get outside to, say, flip a long board end for end. Another potentially challenging problem is floor integrity, especially when using power tools. The floor in a typical mobile home is not designed to bear the weight of heavy stationary machines, like a bandsaw, a planer, or a table saw.